energy is like very clear. Like you'd think you pick up on the energy of like somebody clearly needing someone. I mean, like somebody at Gap picks up on the energy that maybe that girl needs another size of pants, you know?
Everybody's got an opinion. Every Californian and Virginian. It's so hard to tell who to trust and who to ignore. Someone's got to settle the score. Trey and Chelsea will help you choose whose views win, which ones lose. Online haters are coming for you. Maybe it's time to review the review.
Hello.
Well, hello and welcome to Review That Review. I just put a wig on. Woo! We are the podcast that is dedicated to reviewing
reviews.
That is a wigless Chelsea Dawn.
And that is a gorgeous Trey Gerald.
But together, just call us
the Review Queens.
Oh my God, I was all set up and ready with the wig, and I was like, no, I need the shock value.
Oh my God, I was almost like, Trayer thing went off, and then I was like, I feel like he did this on purpose.
You felt it? Okay, yeah.
I did, a little bit, but then like when you came on, I was still dazzled. So Trey is wearing an adorable, little, curly, very dark brown wig. It's giving, I'm trying to think of like who it's giving. I mean, I was going to say it's like giving a little Jufro moment. Like, I feel like I went to camp with many girls that had this hair.
It feels like Alana from Broad City.
Yeah, it's a little bit Alana Broad City moment. It feels very, you know, Jewish sleepaway camp to me. And I love
it. That's fitting, I would say, right?
Right? I think so. And when you look so stunning, I feel like it's a little bit hard to complain. But I think that anyone could do it, Trey, it's you. Dig deep for us. Would you like to
lodge a complaint?
Well, yes, I would. Okay, this is very weird because we recently on one of the after shows somehow got into a conversation about how because we were talking about when we talked about shower caps, and then we talked about how at hotels they always have like the vanity packs. And then I mentioned, oh my gosh, my favorite thing about hotel soaps are like the little knobs that like give you a little massage when you are showering, you know?
Sure, sure.
And since recording that, I have stayed in two different hotels, one in Atlantic City, another one in Charlotte, North Carolina. Chelsea, hotels are no longer doing bar soaps. Have you noticed this?
Because I
mentioned it to David, who has been staying in other hotels. Now all these hotels have like pump soaps
that are
attached to the wall, including like for not just in the shower stall, but including at like the sink.
Oh, so weird. That's weird.
That is so weird, right? Like, sure, I can get behind like, okay, use a loofah or like a washcloth or something in the shower. But when I'm washing my hands, like I actually want a bar soap, which I guess is probably less hygienic because it's sitting there and like that's the bacteria or whatever. But like, it was so weird to have to like pump soap.
Yeah.
And it's like they all look exactly the same. Also, I was at a Holiday Inn Express in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was like in Dove bottles that are like, you know, locked in some contraption in the wall. And I was like, I know this shit is not Dove. It was Dove when they bought it.
It was Dove. It was originally like, Dove.
Exactly.
Now it's Dollar Store. Yeah.
But I really hate that because I loved the little like bubbly, ripply knobs on the bottom. Like, I did complain about how it's like a centimeter of soap.
Yes.
But like, I don't like not having the bar soap. I don't like not having the option. Like, how much is this saving the environment? How much is this saving Holiday Inn Express to only do these liquids? I don't understand. I have to complain about it. What is your thought here?
I totally hear you. I am more of a liquid soap gal than a bar. However, I will say the thing that kind of creeps me out about it a little bit in this context is when I'm staying in a hotel, I want to go along with the illusion that it's just me and I'm the only one here. Right. And there's something about the soap things on the wall that I know are being refilled. It's just like, who was here before me? Who touched this?
That does come up a lot.
Sanitized.
Yeah.
Like, is it clean? You know, like that's, I guess, where my mind goes with it. Whereas when you go to get a pedicure and they open up like a brand new nail file and a brand new thing, you're like, okay, this is me. Like, I'm having this experience and it's like a custom experience for me. I feel the same way about the hotel. And so for that reason, yeah, I agree. I'm not really a fan of this trend. And I know I can hear that it's upsetting for you.
Wait, you just gave me another complaint. Hold on, I have to write this.
Write it down. Nothing more valuable than a complaint or a royal highness.
But I hear you. There are certain things like services and whatnot that, like, I don't want to know that it's communal, even though it is communal.
No. It's an illusion. I want the illusion.
Well, that's my complaint. Thank you for hearing me out.
Love it. Adding it to the ledger right now.
I do find myself to, if I went to a random restaurant or something and there was a bar of soap, that would skeeve me out. But in a hotel, I do want a bar of soap. So I'm just sharing that conundrum. All right. Well, I feel better. I feel cleansed of that. I don't feel cleansed at all. Whatever. Anyway, Chelsea, you want to jump into an online review today?
Trey, what a perfect segue. Yes, I would like to get cleansed.
Uh-oh.
And I would like to jump into the review.
Thank you for verbalizing that so specifically for me.
Mm.
Let's do it.
Review that review.
All right. As you know, we are your trusty review queens. We bring in reviews from the internet that we feel need to be inspected.
We read you a review, break it down, and rate the impact of that review on a scale from 0 to 5 crowns. It's a very regal process that we call...
Assess that kvetch.
And Chelsea, I gotta know, what are you tickling the illusory... What are you teasing us with by saying... getting cleansed. Chelsea, what's the review today?
Okay. So today's review, I'm going back to the mystical tray. We're going to the Psychic Eye Bookshop, bookshops, there's two of them, located close to me in Sherman Oaks, California.
Haven't we done this before?
No. Did we? No.
Okay.
We
I don't know. It. Keep going. It seems familiar to me.
We did
it. No. Maybe it just feels familiar because I'm psychic.
Maybe. Okay. So this is the Psychic Eye Bookshops. There's two of them right next door to one another in Sherman Oaks. What's even creepier than the fact that I was looking for reviews for this particular shop because I was considering whether or not I was going to go is that I found a review tray in the wild written by none other than Orsolia D. Do you remember Orsolia D?
Wait, which one was Orsolia? Was she a
Do you
cake?
Remember?
I remember. Wait, oh, wait. From The Haunted Hayward, right?
No, Orsolia D is actually from a long time ago. They were on the show for Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Whoa, was that long ago?
That's how long ago it was. And so I was looking up reviews and I just happened upon this review from Orsolia D. And I thought, I gotta take Orsolia for another spin.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's been a minute, right?
That's a long time ago.
Do you know what episode number that was?
I think it was 12.
It was. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, I misspoke. We got to bring it back. Trey.
Yeah, I don't think that was.
You said what? You said that you thought Orsolia was...
12?
What?
I thought she was on Haunted Hayride.
She was on Haunted Hayride. And she was also... Ripley's Believe It or Not.
What? We didn't even realize?
Orsolia. We didn't even realize. Or I don't think so. This is our third review.
Wow.
For Orsolia D. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know what that means.
What does that mean?
Well, Orsolia takes the cake, but also...
Repeat offenders.
That does mean this is a repeat offenders episode. Wow. That's so funny. I thought it was just the Ripley's one. So I got to pull up Orsolia's old scores, which I'll go over at the end.
So this is
to see
Yelp.
How it matches up. Yes, this is Yelp. Orsolia is an elite reviewer. So I don't know if that's why they keep popping up. But this is definitely like feels like maybe Orsolia and I, do we frequent the same place? I mean, it's weird that Orsolia is going to the Psychic Eye, but maybe they live in the Valley.
Maybe she's your neighbor. Maybe she's the reason your kitchen sink was clogged.
Maybe she clogged my sink and broke my ice maker. Orsolia. Oh, wow. This is very interesting. Okay. I can't wait to get into that.
Well, let's do it.
I'm try not to make it a thing. Anyway, let's jump in. This is Orsolia D's 3-star review of Psychic Eye Bookshops.
On Yelp.
Here we go. They're here! Hopefully you're familiar with that famous film line.
What?
Poltergeist.
I was, okay.
Duh. In order for me to set the stage here, pun intended, I'm a special individual. existing on a different energy plane than most.
Mm.
Being a psychic empath, this doesn't mean you're an empathic person per se. Clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairsentient.
What?
Have premonitions and can feel, see paranormal entities slash spirits slash ghosts. Mm-hmm. I was only 3 years old when I began to have these experiences. Wow. And proved at the tender age of 7 that I was capable of astral projection.
Okay.
But this is Yelp and not some metaphysical podcast where I'm discussing or trying to convince of my experiences. Or is it, Orsolia? All of this does relate to the patronage of the Psychic Eye Shop, yeah, a Valley staple since 1994. I reviewed this store in the past many years ago, and it has seemed to vanish. Odd, maybe because it was a poor experience?
Oh.
So let's try again based on a recent visit, which sadly also wasn't up to par.
Uh-oh.
Residing on Ventura Boulevard between Woodman and Fulton, hello neighbor, most Valley residents have perused the Psychic Eye, whether a member of the psychic, metaphysical, occult, witch community, dang, or simply just curious about the store, as the Psychic Eye is quite well known. Consisting of a main store and an annex, the square footage in total is ample and bigger than expected. One can hardly deny that the Psychic Eye covers a lot of ground, mm-hmm, in terms of merchandise. Enter the darkly lit stores and you will find everything from herbs, crystals, wind chimes, spell books, swords, statues, instruments, books, candles, and sage, to cutesy items like mugs, notebooks, and spoon rests, and everything in between. Whether you're searching for yourself or for a gift for a loved one into this sort of thing, you'll probably find it at Psychic Eye.
Yeah.
Plus, they offer psychic medium readings, tarot, and palm. Hmm. Sounds great, right?
Yeah.
What could go wrong? One of the issues with Psychic Eye is that although the selection is very vast and extensive, the actual product lines within each category are limited, with much being out of stock. There were so many empty shelf stickers that it was ridiculous. And I think I saw tumbleweeds on the shelves. Ha ha. Perhaps the store sells out quickly, which is good for them. But then they need to be better at reordering and purchasing. Not to mention, Psychic Eye is way overpriced. I can find these items at other similar stores in LA at much more affordable price tags. For instance, the Psychic Eye is most definitely not the place to come for herbs, tinctures, or crystals. Both were very sparse, with the crystals being virtually empty, except for some mainstream quartz and priced higher than many shops I frequent. But the main blah of Psychic Eye is the vibe and customer service. You would think that this place is buzzing on the vibrational field, but it feels more like a Hot Topic where your teenage daughter works thinking she's gothic, but actually likes Hello Kitty. The store simply doesn't feel genuine or sincere. This extends to the staff that doesn't talk to you or make you feel welcome. The female associate on duty stayed behind the cash register and was literally talking to a male customer on a social level the whole time I was inside the store. He was grossly hitting on her to the point that I'm sure she was uncomfortable, but she didn't excuse herself / tell him to stop. A male associate was also present behind the counter, rummaging around, and he also didn't acknowledge any customers, even when I hovered, looking at items inches from both of them. This ambiance, or lack thereof, and poor customer service was why I previously wrote a dissatisfied review. I can't testify on the quality of the psychic readings, as I did not utilize this service and being psychic myself, wouldn't need to unless for fun. The psychic eye isn't bad, but more suited towards those new to this field, buying a gift, or simply browsing a store that is out of their comfort zone. The lack of sincerity that my empath self picks up on, high prices, empty stock, and poor customer service results in a store that ranks low. There are better stores of this ilk in the Valley and LA in general. Psychic Eye is a solid average, and not one to which I would return.
That took an interesting turn at the end.
Right? Okay. First impressions.
Okay. Well, first of all, I had to stop you at the beginning, and then I didn't.
Okay.
But Chelsea.
Yes.
They're here.
Yes. Because I didn't say it right?
No! Don't you know they're here. That's like the famous line from Poltergeist.
I don't know. Should I re-record it? Terrifying. I don't like it at all.
Okay, no, it's fine.
Okay.
So, okay. Orsolia, I'm trying to think. I think I was turned off by Orsolia in the
previous.
Now it's occurring.
It's coming back to
me. I don't remember Ripley's.
Okay.
But I'm getting that sense again that maybe Orsolia is a little like, well, I'm not getting the sense. It's very clear. They think very highly of themselves when it comes to like the woo-woo spirit world. That's like the whole last paragraph is how they're better than the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I know we'll get to this, but the whole customer service thing, like, I was hovering and they didn't even help me. I am sort of like, whatever happened to be like, hey, can you help me? Instead of leaving angry and asking and leaving a negative review.
I guess I have to say, I know this is like a little outside of our scope, but because I go to the store, I actually went to the reviews.
Yeah.
Specifically because I, as someone that have shopped there a lot, I'm like, every time I go into the store, I get icky vibes. Like, I'm also an empath. I'm not going to go on the Orsolia train, but like, I also am sensitive. And every single time I go into that store, the vibes are off. Nobody ever offers to help you. They're always kikiing behind the checkout. There are people in the store and not a single person goes up to you, even when it's so obvious. They're so close to you for some of the sections. Like they're mere like feet away. Like they're very close to you. They know that you're there. Like how could they not feel your presence? They're supposed to be in this type of store and they will never interrupt what they're doing to say, oh, are you looking for something? Every single time, it feels like, you know, when you go to the grocery store and somebody's like stocking the shelves like actively and like they're clearly doing something and you need their help. And you know, in order for them to help you, they're going to have to like get off of their ladder and blah, blah, blah. So like you're calling, like, excuse me. And like the first couple times they like don't answer. And then eventually they're like, yeah, what is it? And then they come down from their ladder. That's what it feels like when you're trying to get customer service at this location. You're like, excuse me, I'm so sorry to interrupt the conversation that you're having with your coworker, but could you please help me with this? And that's why I was like, can I go into this store again after having this experience? Let me see if it's me. Maybe it's me that has this feeling and it's like I'm just weird and sensitive or something like that. And then when I read Orsolia's review, which was obviously covering more than this, I was like, it's not just me. Other people feel this way.
Do you agree with the character painting that they're like, it's like a store for teenage girls that like are either gothic or Hello Kitty?
Oh my, I agree so much. Like, that's exactly what it is. I couldn't put my finger on it myself because I've been to other stores. And I actually went there because I thought the one area where I disagree, which maybe Orsolia, maybe I should be reaching out to Orsolia and asking her for tips. But some of the more commercial crystal stores in LA really bother me because they're very expensive. And I find that to be unethical personally. For a variety of reasons. I think crystals, not to be all woo-woo, but crystals are energy, money is energy. I don't like when people take advantage of that. And I do find that Psychic Eye's prices are much cheaper than your like commercial spot. So that's the one reason why I honestly go there, because I know if I'm going to go there, I can like leave without spending $1 million and still get gifts that are meaningful.
Well, that's interesting because it felt to me like, especially since this is two shops next to each other, there's right. a quote unquote annex.
Yeah.
Like I would imagine that it would be very pricey.
Oh, interesting. I don't
also because
find that
it's
they,
such a,
I guess like, it depends I feel like, on what you're buying, but.
Sure. But like, also, I don't know what the going rate is for crystals, but it feels to me like any of these sort of niche, you're having a certain clientele, mm-hmm. you're carrying certain types of products. Like, I feel like it's always going to be a heftier price tag because you're not just going to go to Walmart.
Right. You're curating.
Correct.
Yeah. And this company has been there forever. Like, they probably own that real estate forever. So I just feel like their prices are a lot more affordable. I don't like to go into, I'm not going to call anybody out, but there are a few of these stores that are like, there's a million of them in LA and they're like so commercial and like whatever. Those places really rip you off. This place doesn't rip you off to that degree. So that's the one area where I kind of disagree, but I just wanted to validate because I know it can feel like, why is she complaining about this? Why didn't she just ask them? It's not just like that there. Like even when you do ask them, you do feel like you're annoying them.
You're putting them out.
Yeah.
Or Soya mentions they sell like cute tchotchkes like for people that aren't necessarily in the culture.
Yeah.
And she mentions the psychic spoon rests. So I was curious, what do you think the designs are on the psychic spoon rests?
I mean, from my mind, I would think that they're like tarot cards, right? Mm. That are sort of like printed on a spoon rest.
Are there any funny quotes you would put as a designer?
Like maybe like don't F with my aura or like something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, big soup energy or something. I mean, okay. So it is interesting that in this, it ends with Orsilia singing her own praises. And it also starts that way because they say that they're a special individual. Ever since three, they have been clairvoyant, clairsuperant, clairsentient,
yeah.
Claire Huxtable, Claire Kennedy. Like all of these Claires I've never heard of.
Huxtable. That was a good try.
Thank you. That I am sort of like, okay, so they are an expert, so like I will take their criticism.
Right.
But the value I think is like, I guess that's why as someone not in the culture necessarily, like I'm not opposed to it, but right. Like I would absolutely go.
Yeah.
I do feel a little off put because Orsilia is such a specific point of view as a reviewer mm-hmm. that I don't know where I land with her criticisms because I do okay. think she's a little pretentious. So I'm wondering if that is bleeding in a way that I would have, that wouldn't even go into my Venn diagram because I would be going for a different reason. Mm. I don't know what the useful, I mean, I'm hearing that the customer service is really below par, which yeah. seems very odd to me for a energy.
Right. That's
place.
What I'm saying. Like energy is like very clear. Like you'd think you pick up on the energy of like somebody clearly
hovering.
Needing someone. I mean, like somebody at Gap picks up on the energy that maybe that girl needs another size of pants, you know?
Right. I wonder what they pay. Maybe they don't pay their people that much.
Yeah. Also, there's like at least one, like I've also tried to win some of these people over. Like there's this one woman who's older that I know has worked there forever. And
smell the patchouli.
And so I was like trying to kiki with her. Like I was like, oh, I was like, you've been here forever. I've seen you a bunch of times. And she's like, yeah.
What do you need?
Right. And I'm like, so good to see you. Like, hope you're well. And she's like, $50.45, please. Like, just so uninteresting. And I guess that, did you feel that way at Hot Topic? Like, was that sort of like the vibe almost? Like, it feels that way.
That's funny. All of my experiences with Hot Topic, I don't really remember the workers.
Right.
Like, so I guess not.
Maybe that, like, it was like, I'm too cool for school. So, like.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, here we go. This is the yin and yang of you and me, because I am someone who doesn't want to engage with people.
Right.
So
that's true.
It actually, this feels positive to me. I could go in there and not feel stupid.
Right.
For
that's
not
true.
Being in the world, because everyone's going to leave me alone. And I would sort of be like, hi, I don't know anything. So like, can you help me? And if they were giving me like weird shade or something, I would be like, okay.
But don't you think if they were giving you weird shade and you were new that you would probably leave? Like,
yeah, probably.
Because other places are like, oh, you're brand new. Like, let me help you. Let me tell you. Let me do, you know. This, it's like, I feel like if you don't know what you want in this store, you're going to be very intimidated.
Well, that is a valuable point here from Orsilia is like, whether you're into this or this or this, like, they have a curated collection of multiple things.
Right.
But I'm wondering if this energy matching from Morsolia is producing the experience that she's receiving. But I hear that like you have also felt like the customer service could be better. But
yeah,
I don't know. There's something. I'm just wondering what the value is here, because it is like a beautiful exposition of what the experience like is in the store. So I honor that and I take that to be true.
It's a 3-star review. Let's just like go there.
All right. That's a good point.
So even though we feel this way, we're still leaving room. That is like something to be stated. I think there's a lot of value in this review because it tells you when the store was founded, how long the store was there, what kind of merchandise you can expect to get there.
Right.
That the fact that you can go there, whether you're an expert or whether you're, you know, whatever you want to call it, a novice. Exactly. So I'm sure we've said this before on previous Orsolia reviews. Clearly, Orsolia takes their job as an elite reviewer very seriously.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people like Natalie Weiss. I don't know if you're listening. Hi, Natalie. That wouldn't have time for this. This would be way too long for Natalie. I think she would skip over this review. Trey's been playing with his hair this whole damn episode.
It's like I don't have long hair to play with.
Okay.
But it's interesting for me because why does it bother me that she takes it so seriously? Because like that should be a good thing. It doesn't bother me she takes it so seriously. It bothers me that she takes herself so seriously.
Yes.
I think that's what's bothering me.
It's like Orsolia, like lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, girl. Get that aqua blue crystal.
What do we think about all of, and I'm sure this was a technique of Orsolia's in the past. They really like to do these odd, maybe because it was a poor experience. Like,
yeah.
They love doing these parentheticals. It's written, just skipping ahead to spelling and grammar, beautifully with commas and semicolons and parentheses and quotes used properly with the punctuation in the proper spot. And
well, in that regard, I do appreciate the seriousness with which Orsolia takes her elite status, because that has a big payoff.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck on the truthful shady because I can't tell if they think so highly of their spiritualness that they are going to be hard to be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they actually saying about the store aside from whatever like 9-to-5er you're getting that like is ignoring you?
They're saying the stock is low
and that it's pricey.
Right.
Which like, I mean, I also imagine these are like mom and pop type places. Like they probably have 6 of the Houdini crystals. And when they sell out, they have to restock or whatever. Like, so
I guess, Trey, but I just want to point out something that Orsolia points out, which is true about this place. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Huge. The annex. Yeah.
Like, I don't even go into the side that's just the bookstore. I go into the side that's more gifts.
Wow.
So when they're out of products, it does feel a little bit more like, this is weird. This is such a huge store. How are we out of products? Like, it feels like this is the type of store that would be ordering things at mass.
I do like that Orsolia points out, and I don't know if it's a lie or if it's not. I'm assuming that it's not, but that they had a previous review that doesn't seem to be anywhere. I think that is like, yes, queen. Write a new review and say,
I mean, as an elite, almost a responsibility to do so.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I mean, I am entertained because I think Orsolia really paints when they leave reviews, and I love the artwork. I just don't know how close to my experience, but if I were to just separate it, because it is a 3-star, like you're saying,
right?
Which is like an interesting, odd, also energetically speaking, you're not pushing the needle either way.
Right.
So you're really just painting a picture of what this place is for you. Mm-hmm. And you're mentioning the negatives and the positives, and you're just leaving it as a 3-star.
Right.
Which is an interesting tactic.
Totally. I'm just looking quickly to see what the overall is because I forgot to. No! I have to tell kind of a story about that in the after show. Remind me. Okay. So yeah, so that's what I thought. So it's a 3.8 overall. So I feel like with Orsolia being as smart as they are, with giving a 3, it's like, I want to validate that this is closer to a 3 than it is a 4. And I feel like that's appropriate.
I'm also wondering, this just occurred to me.
Yeah.
I wonder if Orsolia did a 3-star because they don't want to be banned by leaving.
Or maybe their last one was a 1-star and they were like, well, this time I'll make it a 3-star. So at least it lives here.
I mean, that's smart. That's a smart use for a 3.
Yeah. What's the impact for you here?
I mean, I would still go because I'm obviously not Orsolia.
Right.
Do you feel impacted reading this separate from your previous experiences personally going there?
I did, and I'll talk about that in my crowning as well.
So let's crown it.
Okay.
So Chelsea and I each have our own set of 0 to 5 crown cards. Now, in an effort to be fair and not psychically influenced by one another, we will simultaneously reveal our ratings.
The queens are tabulating.
Statistics today show that 1 in 3 women will be assaulted in their lifetime. Birdie has upped the concept behind traditional keychain mace, which involves proximity with your danger source, by creating keychain alarm sirens. When activated, Birdie both strobes with light and emits a 130 decibel siren. That's comparable to a jet engine flying 100 feet above you. Birdie is compact, super cute with bold colors, and with every purchase, Birdie gives a percentage of profits to partner organizations that passionately support women's safety, shelter, and health. Birdie is sold exclusively at shesbirdie.com, and when you use our coupon code REVIEWQUEEN at checkout, you save 20% off the purchase price. That's coupon code REVIEWQUEEN at shesbirdie.com. Together, we can make the world a safer place.
Total score.
Okay, Trey is holding up 3.5 crowns and I'm holding up 4.5 crowns. My 3.5 crowns for Ursulia D.
I was going to do 3 because Ursulia did 3, but yeah. I think there is value here, even though they're just straddling the fence, which is a little obnoxious to me. But I'm also sort of thinking, well, what harm does that do? You're telling me the positives and equally the negatives. But then I'm also like, but they're elite. So like, are they just doing this for another review? I don't know. I wouldn't be turned off from going there.
Okay.
But I think I would be armed with information and I would do research on my phone rather than seeking guidance, you know, necessarily. Or if I did ultimately need to seek guidance, I would be prepared to go through an emotional roller coaster dealing with the personnel. But I know that if I'm going to go to this specialized store, I'm going to be paying premium dollars and I don't know the going rate of crystals. So I don't know. But for a 3-star, I think they do a good job. I could do it without some of the like self-aggrandizing, but that's what makes Ursulia Ursulia.
Yeah.
And they are a queen after all. So 3.5, because I think there is value ultimately. I wish there were photos. I wish like, I don't know. Also now we're in the days of like, you can buy everything online. So I don't know. 3.5. Chelsea, why did you say a whole crown more? 4.5.
I will say when it comes to this type of product, quick segue off of you, people do like to purchase it in the store. That's why stores like this exist. Like, it's less of a, I want to buy this online. Like, I want to be there in person, feel the energy and pick myself. So I'll say that about that. But I went with 4.5. Interestingly enough, Trey, just so you know, you've given Ursulia 3.5 crowns every single time
we
brought them on. Yes.
What the? How did you find that out?
I wanted to check the transcript. So you did 3.5 crowns every single time. I did 3.5 crowns the first time.
Whoa.
The second, which I just checked this because I didn't want it to influence me. The second time I did 4.5 and you did 3.5. And this time I did 4.5 and you did 3.5. So
Whoa. We're
pretty consistent, I guess, on Ursulia. Sure. But I like this review. I'm coming at it from a little bit of a specific sight line.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been to this store and I really was looking to be validated. And yeah. I felt so validated by this review from Ursulia that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go back. Like, it gives me the heebie-jeebies, and somebody else who feels like they're an empath is also getting the heebie-jeebies. Like, I don't need to be in this space. Something doesn't pass the sniff test for me. And it didn't pass the sniff test for Ursulia. And so I decided I wanted to go somewhere else. And I did. And I'm going to keep sort of exploring what else is out there. So Ursulia really impacted me.
Dang.
I love the way that they care. The half crown, they're always a little bit arrogant. But that's what we said. That's sort of who they are. So they're an elite reviewer. They're coming at us with that status. I almost expect it at this point from these elite reviewers. So it doesn't bother me the same way that I think it bothers maybe other people. I will acknowledge that. But I like Ursulia. They give a lot of detail. They give a lot of thought, a lot of care into their reviews.
Yeah.
And it was 4.5 crowns for me. Thank you for indulging me with our third Ursulia D review. I really thought that it was the second, but
I cannot
third time's the charm.
But I can't believe we did the second and didn't even catch it. But that was a big jump. That was like episode 12 and then probably episode 112 or something.
Yeah, it was episode 125.
Dang.
And episode 7.
Episode 7. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. That's why. But that would be funny to go back and listen to the most recent one because I remember going through like, how are we going to say the name?
Right.
We had already said it. Great review, Chelsea.
Thank
Psychic
you.
Guy. I feel like we talked about it on the after show once or something because I remember it was near you and I feel like I can see the logo for some reason, but I don't know.
But I looked on the site to make sure we didn't review it and we didn't.
I guess I'm also Claire Huxtable.
Maybe you're Claire Huxtable. Wow. And now we are officially at the most regal portion of our show, Trey. Who are you inducting for?
My Royal Highness.
Okay, forgive me if I've done this before.
Forgiven.
I really have to induct apple slicers. Have we talked about this?
I feel like we might have done this before.
I feel like we've talked about it.
Yeah.
And deep hitters. Have I talked? I think I have talked about this. It felt very familiar to me.
I don't know. But, you know, we're having one of those days.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep to the trajectory here. If I have done it before, I beg forgiveness. And we'll just all pretend that we're psychic.
Sure.
But I did recently. I feel like we've definitely fucking done this. I'm just going to do it. Who cares? We're a family here, right? We're a queendom. Okay. So
it's just like doubling down on the feeling that you're like, I need to thank them again.
Well, I love the apple slicers, and I have this special one that cuts them into 12. So they're like thinner and smaller, which is why I really feel like I've done this. But I love it because you just go, poop. And the one that I have has like a little swing door on the back so you can push it and it finishes the job, you know? So you don't have to get into the nitty gritty and like slice yourself. And cutting out the core, for some reason, it's so arduous to me to have to use a knife and it will deter me from eating an apple. And I love this. I think it's an XOXO brand. I don't know. I got our Good Grips or something on Amazon. I always just rinse it and it's always in the like dish rack because I love it. It makes it so much easier, so much more simple, so much more contained to do the task. And whoever did it, I love you. You're a genius. Your invention still has an impact on me. So I have to induct these apple pitters, or is it a de-pitter? Pitter patter?
Slicer?
Slip slap? Slice? Slice the apples. I love them. I am someone who, same with the chip clips. It's like such a stupid thing that I'm sort of like, I'm not going to pay $22 for this thing. Like, I'll just use a rubber band. I'll just use a knife. No, it's totally worth the investment because it changes the entire experience of eating an apple. And I think I eat more apples because of the slicer. So if you are on the fence or if you're just sort of like, I don't need all these tools in the kitchen that I won't use all the time. I use it all the time. I use it. I'm a user. So I love you, apple slicers and deep hitters. For that reason, you're my Royal Highness. And I'll say it again if I've said it before because I'm psychic.
Because you're Claire Huxtable.
Because it's a repeat offender.
Repeat offenders.
That's right. That's true. If ever there was a good time to bring back a Royal Highness for a second mention, it would be on a repeat offender episode. Great induction, Trey.
Thank you.
Trey cannot stop playing with his hair, y'all. The entire time I was reading that review, I was seeing him doing this at the corner of my eye.
Gotta join the Patreon.
Patreon, it's worth a watch for this one just to see Trey playing with his do.
All right, Queen. We did it. That is another round on the RU, ARQ, Ferris Wheel of Claire Huxtable.
That's right. Orsolia, if you're listening to this review, now that you've appeared on this show 3 times, please call in 1-850-REVIEW-0, slide into our DMs. I'm going to send you a free shirt, then we'd love to talk to you on the show if you're interested. Are you getting that psychic message, Orsolia? All right. Thank you for joining us today. If you like what you heard, please tell a friend or Orsolia.
If you did not like what you heard, please tell an enemy or any of the coworkers at Psychic Eye. All right. On this week's after show, Chelsea, get ready because you and I are going to be rating and reviewing a 1-star Amazon review for Designs for Health Magnesium Glycinate Complex Chelated Magnesium Bisglycinate plus High Absorption Magnesium Oxide for Heart Health, Immune Support, and Bone Strength. Vegan 120 capsules.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Wow. I wonder why this was said. I'm also going to pull a card for everybody that's listening to this at the end, just so that, you know, if you're listening, you can also maybe get something out of this.
That too. That, oh my gosh. I wish I was psychic. But if I'm not psychic, I have to wait until Friday at $1.99. Remember,
ignore the haters. You're a queen.
Gender non-specific.
They're here.
Queen.
Oh my God. Bye, queens. Have a great week.
Oh, bye, everyone. We love you. We'll see you Friday, Toodles.
Bye.
Sign up directly on Apple Podcasts to hear our weekly members-only after show. Unlock additional benefits when you become a Patreon member at reviewthatreview.com/Patreon. Follow us on all the socials at The Review Queens and join our mailing list at reviewthatreview.com. Our Kvetch line is open 24/7 at 1-850-REVIEW-0. You never visit, you never write. Give us a call now!
Trey, should I pull some cards for you during the after show? I kind of feel like maybe I should. Do you have any questions that you want answered besides whether or not you have the best hair in the world?
Do I look like Weird Al?
No. It's definitely giving more Alana Glazer.
I think I pulled my neck.
I just asked you a question and you weren't even paying attention because you were so busy flipping your hair back and forth.
I whip my hair back and forth. Sorry, what's your question?
I said, should I pull some cards for you in the after show? Yeah. Do you have any questions that you want to answer?
Yes, fuck yes, fuck yes.
Okay, all right, we're going to do that. Hop over, listen in on Friday if you want to hear what's coming up in Trey's life.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm so excited. Let's go, but now bye.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Bye.